Been a minute, and I tell you that I've been up and down this roller coaster, going round and round and round. And I just wanted to share just a little something today on how, like, sometimes we just make so many excuses when it comes to our health. And just because I'm so busy, or just because I can't do this, or just because I can't do that, like, I'm just gonna go ahead and eat this fast food here. I'm just gonna sacrifice my body just for a little while longer. And I was going to the store to go get something, and I mean, I feel like this is just a little magical incentive that happened for me. I was going to the store to go buy something. It was a dollar store. And I was like, oh, maybe they still have it. No, of course they didn't have it. But that's okay. Like, was I mad? Not really. But I'm like, okay, it's okay. Maybe they have it at this other store. So then I go to this other store. And then I'm like, okay, but do I really want to go to the store? Maybe I could just go to McDonald's and get something there. And knowing that I'm not supposed to be having gluten, and I'm supposed to be eating more respectfully, because I need to start respecting my body just that much more when it comes to eating things that are really going to cause it harm. And so I tell myself, like, oh, no. Just go to Walmart. So I went to Walmart. And because Walmart has, like, frozen dinners, right? And so there was, like, I like to get the, what is that called here? Let me look at it. It's called Amy's something. It's like Amy's Dinners, Amy's Bowls, and it's a gluten-free chili mac and chili mac. Oh my God, it brings me so much back. Like, when I was a little girl, in elementary, they used to have these bean burritos that were, like, super delicious, like, ridiculously delicious. And I loved them, and I would always wait and ask for seconds if there was seconds left over. But, so this is what I was like, okay, I'll just buy that. And I wanted to buy these other items, so I'm down the other aisle, and I'm looking at these items, and just so happened, somebody sees me and speaks out loud, which is great because it's like totally made my day. My daughter says, is that my mother? And I'm just like, yay, that's my daughter. Like, oh my God, we have had a few transitions that have happened most recent, and I just want to say that I'm super pleased. I'm so glad that, like, I was directed in the way that I was directed. So what, they didn't have the files. So what, they didn't have the things. I was just investigating just a little bit longer. And I was like, okay, we're going to get this. We're just going to hurry along, because my lunch is only about an hour. And it's like 5 minutes walking to the car, 5 minutes parking my car, doing all the things and trying to get back to work on time. Sometimes I'll be doing a million things on my lunch, and then there's sometimes I just only have enough time just to do the one. And just so happened, I was able to get me my little mac and cheese and get to see my daughter and spend a little time with her and get to hug her and love her and see how she's doing, and even plan, like, a lunch date or something. Like, I just, sometimes some things just happen for particular reasons, and when it comes to it, you just gotta appreciate it regardless of whatever direction it's going in. So just enjoy, take the opportunity, and even like when you're driving around and somebody cuts you off, just say, oh, they're in a hurry. That's definitely been my saying for a few years. Like, oh, you probably needed to cut in front of me. That's okay. Like, look, road rage and me, we have... I don't want to say we don't hang out every now and again, but every blue moon is when I'm like, what the heck? But I've realized that sometimes it's okay to just make sure that you're good, the people in your car are good, the people in front of you who happen to cut you off and almost hit you, they're still good. And just keep going. positivity and optimism. I know there's healthy levels, okay? There has to be healthy levels of it. It can't be like complete delirious, like, oh, there's nothing ever gonna happen, but just appreciating those moments. All right, well, I hope you have a lovely day. I want to say hello to everybody, and I hope you're doing great. And talk to you soon, because I definitely hope to tap in soon. All right. Mwah. Love you. Bye.